Gimel, and we're learning Siman Vav. So the Chayotim talks about this halacha of Machane HaKadosh, which we mentioned before. Well, let's do it again. The Torah writes that the place where a person is, the Klais is going to be in camping, is going to be a place which is Kadosh. This is when even when they're going to war, and obviously in general that they need to do that. The Torah is giving a positive command that when you are involved in the elements of Kedusha, of the Torah or Tefillah, whether it's Dibur or even Hearer, the place has to be a place which is free from items which people relate to as being disgusting. That includes, like the Torah said, the example of Tzoya, a Mavuas Hamutunafim, a Kaldabar Hamasriach, so Mavuas Hamutunafim. If you imagine a world where they live with animals on a regular basis, so the streets had animal droppings. So we're going to see later on that specific animals alone, their droppings might not be problematic, but when there's a buildup of it, it becomes disgusting to people. It becomes masriach. It's going to be something which people will distance themselves with normally. And therefore, that's a mitzvah say deraisa, that a person should not be involved being in say divrei Torah or think divrei Torah in such a place. This is a great challenge once upon a time when people lived in a world of animals all over the place. A person was walking in the streets. A person had to be very careful. They're coming outside to say Kiddush Levana. They couldn't say Kiddush Levana because maybe the street wasn't clean. The person was walking on the street, they were thinking and learning. They can't think and learning while they were in the street. There was a tremendous challenge to be careful about this concept, Baruch Hashem. We don't live in that type of situation anymore. We replace it with the pollution of cars instead. But that is not something which comes from decay. Even though the smell is a bad smell, a smell which is a bad smell which does not come from decay is not problematic. But something which comes due to the decay is considered a element of tzoya and is problematic. He goes through a list of different types of animals and situations which are problematic. We're not going to get involved in them again because that's not something which is common nowadays. So he does mention that that the tzoya of a kelev alone is not problematic. This is a common issue, unless there be a large buildup of it. But in the average scenario, that's not going to be problematic. But then he continues and he says that grav shalrei, so skip about five lines, that he says that grav shalrei, of abit shalmerik lion. So they lived in a world without having running water, without having indoor plumbing. And so when the person had to relieve themselves, they had to go out to the outhouse. Sometimes that wasn't really realistic, so they had what's known as a chamber pot. The chamber pot was something that they would use while they were in their chamber to relieve themselves in. And they would take it outside and empty it in the outhouse. But the chamber pot itself, even if it's emptied of tzoya, because it's used for the purpose of tzoya, it becomes disgusting. And so that was a problem that he got a halachic din of tzoya. And he's going to say that this actually, that both the Ovetz Meraglayim, which is used for Meraglayim, for urine, these, the Duash Ovet, Mastriach Yosem Meraglayim Mamish, Kleilu Dinon Ketzoya Minatara. The Chayyarim points out that the halachic status of these items is in the raisa. So this is relevant to a person has someone who's sick and they're using a bedpan. This would potentially have this halacha of it. A person has a container that they use for meraglayim. That would have a din of an ovit or a graf. Person's training a child. They have some type of that they use, something that the child relieves himself into. All these examples would be something which would go into this halacha. So that is something which is more potentially is common nowadays as well, or at least it's found nowadays as well. And he points out that this is in the Raisa. So how do you deal with this? So the way you would address the problem is by covering it. The Torah says that the person would relieve themselves, and they would dig, and they would cover the tzoya. So the Torah says it's sufficient for the process. You don't have to remove it. Covering it is sufficient. Even if the covering is not something which is going to remain there, the snow covers it. A reik oba, a person would have a thick phlegm, which would cover the tzaya, that would also be sufficient. If it's not visible through this covering, it is sufficient. If he covers it with glass, so it's visible through the glass, so the main point over here is that there's a covering. So these items which tend to dissolve, as long as it's not visible, it's covering it. Once it's visible, means it's dissolving. The glass, even if it's visible through the glass, but the fact that the glass is covering it is sufficient to remove the status of issue of tzaya. Now we're going to see, this is all talking about a scenario when you cannot smell the item. Covering it and you can still smell it is still problematic, and we'll clarify these halachas b'ezras Hashem in the upcoming shiurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.